Welcome to this God fucking
damn. I missed the preamble.
That's perfect.
I already miss it.
Hey, it's Outcast Wild Compass, everybody!
Let's go back.
No, we keep going.
It was here for so short of a time.
Award winning. So fleeting as is time. And okay. Welcome to this episode.
We're here.
I have something written here special. So pay attention.
Uh-huh.
I have a sticky note.
It's purple.
Welcome to this episode of Outcast and Outclass Bachelor Edition.
Oh, shit.
And let's welcome our first bachelor, Hideaki. No.
I was about to fucking throw it up. I was ready. Let me go get a rose. I'll be right back.
Let me go get a rose. Hold on. Just drive away. No, I had to throw in a little rib because our resident bachelor Hideaki had made quite the impression last session, but we'll get to that. And now I take this and I throw it away.
Nice.
Does it just say please make fun of Jacob?
No, bachelor reference here.
Yeah,
it's gone now. I don't know where it went. So
make fun of Jacob.
Dogs don't eat it. So first, some brief announcements, one announcement, only one. Crit Awards, the nominations are now open. So if you like this show, you can nominate it for all sorts of stuff. And let's see, oh, I wrote this all down. So some of the submissions require links to the content. And we tried to make that easy because we asked some folks who have submitted already and we've collected those links. So if you don't want to think and you don't want to go hunting for that type of stuff, it is posted in our announcements in our Discord. And you can use that if that's helpful to you. But as I go find it super quick, flawlessly, hold on.
You got this.
Yeah. Literally could not find the announcements for a hot second. There's
previously
all sorts of things that you can nominate for us. We are an award-winning show from the previous year, and we would like to be award-winning again, and you can help us do that. So there's all sorts of categories like Best Series, Outcast and Outclass by Waffle Maple Syrup, Best NPC. I don't know. I mean, I think we talked about that Norn patron was pretty cool. We kind of like Tal's patron, but you can obviously nominate whoever you like.
Yeah, Ark's basically an NPC.
Totally.
If you like our safety tool usage, we have best utilization and of accessibility features and safety tools in an actual play. We have best legacy YouTube channel because we're over 2 years now. We've grown
we're
up a little
so
bit.
Old.
Or know. Best legacy Twitch channel. We're over 2 years on Twitch
we're
here as well.
So old.
And of course, there's the two really awesome categories. Best Game Master for Paizo in the Paizo category. No, you can nominate someone else. And then you can also
it's do me.
Best Player in Paizo category. And look at all these beautiful faces you can nominate. So,
we're so
that is my announcement.
So
you can go
we're
to
so old.
The who has the Crit Awards website?
www.critawards.org.
Thank you, Waffles.
Slash hashtag four if you want to go straight to the nominations.
Look at you. Look at you.
Look at that.
Yeah. Finally, a good producer.
So
Jesus.
Do that. Pause right now. And let's go.
No.
All right. That is my announcement. So let's go to today's sponsor.
I'm not the sponsor, but I can sure tell you about them. It's Eldritch Osiris Games, everyone. And guess what? Not only are they the first TTRPG co-op in ever, they also released something today. It's a cool little thing called Encounters of the Expanse. Now, it's not the Expanse like the Expanse, but let me tell you about it. Have you ever been exploring the Mwangi Expanse and wanted an encounter but didn't want to have to build one from scratch? We are.
Yeah.
Us here. This group, wildly known for just going off every path that's been laid before us.
What
sometimes
path?
Maybe Syrup needs a little help. Maybe this book could be helpful because in the Encounters of the Expanse, you can find several pre-built encounters for 2 to 6 players for levels 1 to 10, conveniently the levels that we are right now. These encounters range from trivial to extreme and are accompanied by random encounter tables in case you need an encounter quickly. Each encounter comes with a short explanation for why the adventurers are encountering the particular creature, and each creature family has a small description so you can build the stories you want around the encounter. We love a little We love a little zhuzh, a little flair. So if you want to see that, plus any of the other things that Eldritch Osiris Games has got cooking, or any of the other wonderful creators that are part of their co-op, go to eldritchosirisgames.com.
Dot com.
Dot com.
I felt like I had to say it because everyone else did.
Yeah. Good pressure.
I got bullied. Didn't take off a push to talk, so.
Oops.
And with that, lovely people, we have a show to do, so I suppose.
Let's go.
We'll see you in class.
Let's go.
Last we left off. Waffles, are we good? I just want to double check our producer.
You just ruined your intro, man. That was so perfect, yet you ruined it.
It was. I was too perfect, and I was like, this is too good, and I need to fuck it up a little bit.
I've been setting you up for this for many episodes. Pretending like I'm messing up just so you'll ruin your own intro.
Got it. Long con. All right. So, last we left off. The grounded conversants, our outcasts, take their studies in full force. Hideaki dives headfirst into his studies, excelling and advancing one level in the Cascade Bearers. Ark and Tal aren't so lucky, but not quite as unlucky as Arafe. And hoping to get on Teacher Ulawa's good side, she brings her snake, Vati, to class. And it ends horrifically. Indebted to the bitten teacher, Arafe struggles between the sea of never-ending odd jobs and studies, all while keeping up with friends old and new. Through the course of several weeks, the outcasts hear that Ignasi is leading a new cohort team consisting of himself, Essie, Mariyama, and Anchor Root to handle some business outside of school at the request of a teacher, taking on a task in place of the outcasts due to their grounded circumstances. At the sight of Ignasi's party leaving, Arafe makes it clear that she's displeased that Ignasi was not given due punishment. Hideaki offers them well wishes before a request for a conversation on their return. This conversation quickly grows out of hand, and the students get extremely excited to host a party upon their return. And while Ignasi's party is away for a couple days, Tal and friends eagerly set up for festivities to celebrate the party's eventual success and return. Upon the group's return, the party commences, drinks all around, they share stories of their duties and rib each other on some pyro tendencies after hearing that certain buildings on campus are catching fire. All the while, Tal spends some time at the party with her growing abilities, exploring the threads between herself and their friends. Ark, notably, dimmer when the threads where the threads connect to him, and interestingly, some threads from Overnoza to Arafe and Rin. The next morning, the outcasts have a chat about the goings-on at the party, wanting to investigate the fires, but also worry that this may distract from their studies. Ah, look at that growth. Ark pointedly mentions that if they don't do it, Ignasi will, and it spurs the party on to do their own sleuthing, but not before Hideaki has a private conversation with Ignasi. Hideaki bravely confesses romantic interest to Ignasi as they go for a walk, but while Ignasi once had feelings for Hideaki, they realized that their differing worldviews were too vast, and thus the interest was unrequited. Still friends, Hideaki and Ignasi make their awkward exit, and the outcasts gather to meet at the recently burned alchemical labs. Investigations of the three locations go very well. Together, they unravel the mysteries of the sudden burning, finding the smell of sulfur and the partially obscured message of pay your debts. Tal, cleverly using her abilities to seek psychic resonance, touches the burn marks on the wall and sees a face. A mysterious individual of dark skin and sharp features with strong negative emotions that seem to be at the root of the problem. After a talk with some of the nearby people, the outcasts confirm sightings of a mysterious, loitering individual, but ultimately decide to go and have a conversation with Teacher Ott. That is where we pick up, but not before thanking Freckle Sketches for the wonderful recap.
Yay! Thank you! Hire her, everyone.
So, this is where we pick up. On your way to Teacher Ott, and as you wait for him to finish the tail end of one of his classes, he returns and finds you all outside of his office, kind of sitting on one of those little benches that most schools have that are like not comfortable, but always have like dedicated plaques of somebody donating something. And I just want now a picture of like four of you squished in on this one bench.
sitting here.
Listen, if I fits, I sits.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. Headful.
Yeah.
Are you at like Ark's lap, like half between Ark's lap and half like one butt cheek like on the bench and then like one.
What's my that? No, butt's I'm not going saying numb. I said that.
Ark
wasn't me.
Ark would have none of those thoughts. Thus, they would not care.
Maria's like my agency.
But listen, no. If I'm just I happen to be here, listen.
Yeah, I can tell there was acceptance there.
No,
I think the answer here is that everybody ships themselves with Ark. Let's be honest.
Fucker. Anyway,
except for Ark.
Yeah.
I thought you were gonna say except for Ark, and I'm like, yeah.
Ark ships himself.
Because Ark loves himself. Anyway.
Ark's like, am I the captain?
Oh, hello, students. How are you doing today?
Pretty good.
Okay.
I'm assuming you're here to see me?
Yeah, definitely.
Kind of looks at a watch. Couple minutes before office hours begin. Come on in.
Sure.
Welcomes you inside. And it's been a little bit, I think, since you've been in his office. Not much has changed, but it does strike you as like, it's been a while. And to make sure that the sense of time has kind of come in here as well, not only has a lot of time passed since you've been in Teacher Ott's office, I would say it has been maybe three and a half weeks since you've been grounded. So let's say it's like a solid amount of time has passed here. Just to keep that in mind.
I bet Hideaki and Tal are so cooped up. Cabin fever. I was thinking like...
Walls at this time.
Yeah.
The thing that got me there, I was like, well, Ark, like, not a whole lot changed from Ark, you know? Like he doesn't... I was like, does Ark feel cooped up? No, he doesn't. Like,
Hideaki is very cooped up. He is like spring loaded.
Tal, I feel like Tal is the. I assume, and correct me if I'm wrong, Duval. Hideaki has so many things he wants to go and like figure out with like frog legs and all that sort of stuff that he just is like a dog ready to just go outside.
100%. Yep.
Whereas Tao is like, I think, so used to just having the freedom to just kind of roam around the city. And all of a sudden now they can't do that. So they're like, well, I guess I'll just take another walk around campus.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Climb another tree, I guess.
What about Arafi?
Arafi has been studying a lot and helping Hideaki and things, so she is exhausted.
That makes sense, actually.
She took the punishment seriously.
Yeah, to breathe, really.
That makes sense.
So,
and then I got a teacher bit.
How can I help
you? Well, so... As you well know, we are very well seasoned punished conversants currently at this present time. But being wouldn't be the people and students that we are without finding out and investigating a little something on campus. I don't know if you've heard about some of these fires that have been going on.
Oh. Yes, and I am not surprised that you are already taking a look in. I heard about it only recently, normally not here as often on the evenings. What have you discovered?
Tao?
And for sake of brevity, Tao is going to explain the three words that they have deduced say, pay your debts, that have been kind of burned on three buildings, and also the description of the person who supposedly put them there. After describing this person, which, for the listeners as a recap, a human or humanoid person, human-like person, darker skin, slightly graying hair with a goatee and mustache. The hair is slicked back, they are male-presenting, and they were feeling deep rage and indignation when they were making these things.
Oh, that's intense.
Does that person sound notable or familiar in relation to the school? Or
oops, I will roll for Teacher Ott. Let's find out.
Dun, dun, dun.
Teacher Ott might know something. just kidding. I'm not going into that role.
What?
Wait, I have his modifiers. Wait.
First time for everything, I guess.
Here's where Seraph uses one of her 5,922 right. hero points.
It kind of reminds me of when, like, we got in the fight with I forgot the name of the birds. And we're like, oh, yeah, Teacher Ott's amazing. Oh,
the griffin.
The griffin's like, oh, no. Oh, Teacher Ott, oh, no.
He's a healer.
Honey. He's actually like he's a level 13 teacher only.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is like a level 4 adventurer. Yeah.
I would also
his
like
class
to point
is
out, you
teacher.
Said, I would also like to point out, you said he's a healer and not really a fighter. I take that as a personal insult.
I respect
it. I didn't say all healers are not fighters. I said, and to point the fact that he does have some healing and he is not a fighter.
I see you backpedaling. I see you.
That grave is pretty deep because you keep digging.
Yeah, whoa. Should I keep shoveling?
Next to Kershkin.
So, I it's not familiar to me, no, but pay your debts? Have you talked to the bursars? Is there some kind of debt?
Not yet. We wanted to talk with you first to see if maybe you recognize this person, being that you've been here a while. And also, as Tal reminded me, it may not be monetary debt.
I mean, if it could be handled legally, I don't think it would be written on burned buildings.
Fair,
it seems personal.
So, angry person writes pay your debts on different buildings around campus. Who's he talking to?
Well, if it was... There didn't seem to be too much correlating the three buildings together, but it would be strange if it was guided at one specific person, because it would make more sense to just have the one message in one place, right? So maybe it's...
He's like nodding along, like, but like you're def... He's not like, yes, I approve. He's nodding along like, yeah, that makes perfect sense. I'm following your logic.
So maybe then it's a message for the whole school?
Yeah. Well, as we've been reminded by said punishment, we represent the school, so maybe it's someone on behalf of the Magambia, and so thus, to further double down on Tao's point, if it's someone that broke a promise on behalf of the Magambia, then it's the Magambia's problem to fix.
That makes all logical sense to me. Are you looking to pursue it further?
Have you met us?
We can, but here's the problem. We can only pursue it as far as the school grounds.
Which is why we're talking
unless
to you.
We have someone with us.
And honestly, it hasn't been really helpful. None of us did better in our classes.
Well, I wouldn't say that. I do believe I've seen quite a lot of effort on your part, at the very least in my classes, and I've had some individual lessons with Arafe here, who's shown quite diligence in an effort to learn non-lethal spells, and I think that shows some promise and growth, and Hideaki has been doing quite wonderful in my classes. Well, let me ask you this. hypothetically, if you wish to pursue some leads beyond the confines of said campus as, and he's like smiling here, as well punished, as you so put it, Hideaki, students, where would you intend to go?
It's a good question. I think trying to see if there's tracks further from where we found the initial fires might be from like the outskirts of the school, you know, north, I think north, would be probably a smart place to start.
My only worry is many days have passed, which implies that someone comes and goes. The city's a vast place, and my experience with tracking, although not my forte, in cities tends to go less well.
Sure, but some of my
information
hunch...
have you? You mentioned sulfur, smell of sulfur.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Why does that ring? Why don't you ask around the school?
Okay.
And see if anybody else recognizes said individual. And I will, if you find a direction to pursue such leads. You know, Niana is making some really delicious dinner tonight, and I think I should invite Janatimo over for dinner. And you know, conveniently, kind of smiles at you warmly, I think I can put in a good word.
And we already have a standing invitation, from what I remember.
Oh no, I will privately talk to Janatimo.
I was gonna say that. Arafe is going to lean over to Hideaki and go, "We're not invited, Hideaki."
Oh, I thought you were. I thought that was you were inviting us too, and so I. Oh,
sorry, that's my bad. I'm so sorry.
He's gonna try and get us a pardon.
Yeah. Cool. Got it.
I've seen your diligence in these past few weeks, and I understand that stretching your wings, so to speak, will, I think, could do you all some good. I can certainly see if I can talk into that, and then you'll just let me know tomorrow if you have any direction you'd like to go in, and I'm sure we'll meet up with Janatimo and get that officialized.
Cool. Plus, considering the personalness of this whole thing, it's likely if we come up short, we will probably see more remnants of this again.
It's true. Although, of course, I hope not.
Sure.
My only concern is you've been targeted in the city. So let's have an idea of where you want to go. And that will... I'm sure put his...
Yes. Have one idea. Maybe. I don't know if it's a good one, but if it's sulfur in nature and it was some kind of alchemically based something, there was that that merchant that we went and talked to about that strange reagent that Zokan... God, maybe they would know something about it?
Yes, I mean, merchants know all sorts of different connections. Perhaps he has a lead that could be a start. All right, I will start with that, and I will go off, kind of looks at the clock again, have some time. I will go. Hideaki, will you mind just... If anybody comes in for office hours until I get back, I'll go give the invitation to Janatimo. You can take care of it, right?
Yeah, sure. I love stuff like that.
Awesome. Thank you.
It's fine.
And he'll check. Is that everything for me?
Especially since you're going to be having dinner with him, any news on the frog leg situation?
I will see what information he has and, I'm sure we can get some updates tomorrow.
cool.
All right, I'll be right back. All right. And he will kind of like jog off and eventually come back. So like he did ask it of you, Hideaki, very specifically, and I think Ark, you noticed that as well, of just like, you know, help any students that might need it until he gets back. Basically taking over office hours for a hot second. And
he totally sits at his desk, by the way.
Oh yes, perfect. Eventually
welcome.
Feels right.
Eventually comes back.
For what it matters, Ark would have stayed with Hideaki.
Sure. And I'm assuming, yeah, I mean, this is not for very long. It's like maybe 20 minutes or something like that. He runs across campus, invites somebody to dinner, and then eventually comes back. In which case, you are all able to continue onwards. So is there anywhere else that you wish on campus to ask about this individual before you meet up tomorrow with both Teacher Ott and Genetimo?
From like either a teacher or a student perspective, from like a tenure or attendance, like longevity perspective, is there anyone that starts to sort of bubble up in Hideaki's mind?
Arafei was actually going to ask if maybe we, and she says this with belief that they're knowledgeable enough and not wanting to talk to them. Should we maybe ask Ignacy about reagents that smell like sulfur?
Oh, I was going to talk to Chizire. We could also talk to Zokan.
Zokan too.
I can talk to Ignacy.
We can do all three of those things.
Okay.
The sweat down my back.
Split the party.
Split the party.
Split the party?
It certainly can't go wrong. We're on campus.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah, a, it's something like, does yeah, speak my mind.
We're just going to four-way split into conversations and then come back for lunch or something.
Yeah.
I've heard. That sounds fun. Okay, Hideaki, you asked for somebody who's been here for a long time.
Yep.
Probably Teacher Zuma.
Sure. I like Teacher Zuma, unlike everyone else.
Okay. So Hideaki goes to Teacher Zuma. Ark goes to Ignacy. Mm-hmm. Almost said Maria. Tal goes to Chizire.
Maria. I'm gonna run
to the Magambia.
Let's go. With my
Tal is
on.
Just like a collapsed puppet somewhere.
Mangoes, alcohol, and mess. Let's go.
Oh no, mangoes!
Maria let's just go. Runs with the Magambia. I'm magic now, bitches.
Magic is real.
Let's go.
I told you,
and
I was
Maria.
A bitch.
Well, but if you ran I'm in there and then you walked like straight up to your patron, like like I would pee my pants.
I have got questions.
Yeah, Tal summons Maria.
That's the Maria is Mim.
Someone elemental. Perfect. It's just Maria.
Where are you
going? I'll go to Zokan.
To Zokan. Perfect. Okay. Great. So here's what I'm going to do. This is basically a roll off. We're going to do. I'm going to make this a society roll to gather information. And everybody's gonna roll.
Can I argue crafting?
I feel like you can argue as long as you want.
I mean, I'm very specifically talking to Ignacy about alchemical substances.
Correct. However, it's about what he can recall. Are you not asking about the person, and are you asking about the alchemical substance used?
I mean, probably both during the conversation, but he would start more with the alchemical substance used. And
for my ease, then, let's pick one, because everybody's asking for the same information here, so let's have you go for the alchemical substance, sure. If that's okay. Sure. Zokan would be, what are you looking for? Because yes, if it's about alchemical crafting, is fine.
Sheesh, okay.
I mean, she wants to ask about both. Because Zokan seems like he's in a very specific position to be able to answer both. But if I have to pick one or the other, Arafei is going to pick society because, ooh, girl, that crafting.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
You know, it's funny. We talked about the bursars last time and this time, and none of us are knowing there.
Yes, I'm pretty convinced it's not real it money, feels, and I'm going to be real sad if it is.
Stefan.
Yeah.
To waffle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I heard. Yeah. Yeah.
Jacob, you're going to teach Azuma.
I am.
I'm assuming this is on the society front.
Yes.
Okay. And then for Chizuri?
It is also going to be alchemically based.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We got two societies. We got two crafting.
Crafting.
I will roll my R's.
I rolled mine.
Let's start with the crafting folks.
Boo.
Natural 19 for a 33.
Woo! 33. Sexy.
Natural 9 for a 21.
Yeah. Okay.
Ignacy likes me.
Ignacy.
Please, Ignacy.
That's a shirt. 100% a shirt. Ignacy likes me. Hideyaki's on that shirt.
Insert fleshy.
Ignacy likes me more than Chizuri likes Tao. Rip.
Oh.
Ouch.
No, you know what? What was happening is that we were too busy napping. And napping. Having a great time together.
I think, unlike you two, who were napping
with quotation marks.
We were just, just dancing.
Oh my god, new fanfic. Arc takes dance lessons from Ignacy. Like, because he's been high society, like, ballroom dancing.
Dude, that sounds awesome.
I'm twirling my hair.
You can't have the GM writing fan fiction. That's weird.
It's biased. No.
I mean, you absolutely can.
You totally can.
I can, and I might.
You ship whatever you want. It's your show.
Listen, I need more Breakfast Club members to write fan fiction. I mean that in both ways. Hold on. I mean, yes, Breakfast Club members, feel free to write fan fiction, but also, you know what I mean? Like, as a goal. Okay. Right. Yes,
hear this out, and then we'll get back into the story. But if you're writing the fan fiction, you can decide if it's fan fiction or plot later.
That's also true.
It's not even fan fiction when it's written. It's some mysterious
when God
piece of
writes
paper.
Fan fiction, is it actually like
wait,
how much wait, plot manifestation?
That is a t-shirt. Please write that down, someone in the chat.
I am God's fan fiction.
What if we just did the best, worst thing?
We are
ever?
Telling a story, so let's go. So the crafting individuals. So yes, I think very easily, like you go to talk about it. Chizuri, you probably catch Chizuri like in an actual nap. You know how sometimes he's like fake napping, he's like, And it ends up being like, all right, I have some time to kill. I'll hang out here. By all means. And he does talk to you about like something else random. It's a little bit like a ADHD sidetrack style combo. Now, with Ignacy though, he's interested in one, the fact that you're looking into it, so he's really invested. And you go with him to one of the sites and you get like a little bit of a sample and then head off to the makerspace and like look into it in more detail. In doing so, and please add any flavor you want here, because this is
strawberry.
You tell me how it goes. Basically, some of the things that you figure out, it's interesting. It is highly refined alchemical gel. It is Ignacy's impressed with its crafting. This is high level crafting.
It's a step up from like me and Ignacy.
Yes, and it's something that you don't find here on campus. Like he's like, well, this is certainly interesting. Like he's very like invested in the fact that, oh, something like this exists that could be really neat to experiment with. He even goes like, I should ask Zokon to get some on campus. I'd like to experiment some more with it. Like he's invested in it. So you learn that it's a highly refined alchemical gel, very well done, and it reacts only at high temperatures.
Okay.
It is because that was a critical success with Ignacy. You also learn that it is meant to work. Like the way it was applied and everything, it was meant to work specifically with magical flames to indelibly mark a surface. It is meant to leave a message.
Understood.
Any flavor you would like to add to this interaction before we move to the others?
They work relatively close together, but not like super close at all.
But physically?
Yeah, physically.
Like shoulder to shoulder?
Their hands graze each other
like,
once in a while.
Like 6 inches away, but like they're social like distancing.
Sitting on each other's laps.
But like,
and they're social distancing for COVID.
But like every once in a while they might like bump shoulders and they're okay with it.
Thank you.
And then if actually probably no matter how much there is, Ark will keep the tiniest sliver of it and give the rest to Ignacy to practice with.
Awesome. Wonderful. All right, my society friends on the left here of my screen, on the right of the actual overlay. What did you roll?
I would like to announce that I have utilized the hero point because I rolled a natural 3 initially, but now, much better, I have rolled a 28.
28.
I got a 23.
All right. We'll start with the 23. Let's see here.
Let us see right here.
I have
some. Let's mustache. You a question. Man, hey, remember Breath? I remember Breath. Remember?
What kind of 23 even get you? Nothing. You rolled so bad.
Damn.
I don't even know anymore.
In talking to Zokan, you learn briefly that he does not stock... I know you weren't talking about the alchemical gel as much, but I will sort of give you that information as well. He doesn't stock that kind of gel. It's far too advanced for most students to utilize. But the description is vaguely familiar. He says, well, there's a couple of places that you could potentially get it. You're asking about the person, correct? You give him like a description.
Yeah.
Okay. He tells you this. Because you didn't go in the direction of alchemical. He tells you, the smell of sulfur. The smell of sulfur is interesting. Strange voice here.
Shit.
New accent, who it is?
There was somebody that came by a little bit ago. Real angry. Smelled a lot like sulfur. It was talking about paying your debts, and I told him that that wasn't my department. I just sold, goods, really, to the school. So, that's all I really knew. I pointed him just onwards to the... Talked about getting paid by the school, so I sent him to the bursar's office.
Did he specifically talk about money?
He said something... I'll be honest, he was real cranky, really hard to talk to.
Fair.
So he didn't say much. Came in here yelling, which, you know, I don't like that very much.
No, that's unnecessary. Also going to ask for clarification, because Star apparently can't hear today. Sent him where?
To the bursar's office.
Bursar's office.
The thing we said would be useless.
I heard the bursa office. I'm like, he popped his bursa? What?
I don't know what
Listen,
that is.
Science fact for you. I got that Jersey accent.
The bursa is the sack around your knee that is for helping with impact so you don't hurt your knees so much. So that
today
can
I learned.
Pop. I have done that several times and it hurts like a mother.
Not good. Impact. All right, so that is what you get with your 23.
Okay.
Hideaki, you talk to Professor Zuma. What'd you get again?
A 28.
But 28. Okay.
Yeah.
You ask about this individual that smells like sulfur, and again, that seems to be a distinctive thing. With the 28, I will give you this. Professor Zuma, how much of the situation do you tell? Are you just asking, hey, Professor Zuma, do you know? Or are you giving context of, like, the fires as well?
So... In a rare situation, Hideaki's being very careful because, like, the last, you know, about a month ago, Teacher Zuma was pretty spicy with them for obvious reasons.
Yes.
But if if like it's not going anywhere, and he'll eventually be like, "Listen, fires," and so like da 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 da. So yeah.
Well, no, no. So just so yeah. We'll contextually, your first approach, no. Your first approach, no.
Yes. Okay. Yes. And then yes. So
he will. Oh, like Hideaki. That's not his voice. What's Sumi's voice?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's very paranoid.
It was very unique. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd say it's a pleasure to see you, but it's not. That's okay. Well,
wow.
What do you need? It's very, like, he's a little bit like that. But you also know from your experience with Professor Zuma, he's blunt like that, and it comes like that, but then he'll turn around and go into a rant about some, like, he's very, like, it is not that, it is not filled with hate. It is very just, like, directly, like, oh, no, I'm not supposed to like you right now. Yeah. But also, have you heard of this other theory that light rays can do whatever?
Yeah. And I think, like, he, knowing that, he follows the blunt, like, train, and he'll go up and down it with him.
Perfect. And that helps you, and that is part of why you got that role. Yeah. Oh, there was a man that smelled of sulfur. Yes.
Really?
Well, a while back, applied to the school. Actually, wanted to be a student here. Had some problems, though. Couldn't keep his temper in control, so I think he was rejected quite a few times, actually. Hasn't had a... Yeah.
Huh.
That was a long time ago, though.
Define long time ago.
It was 5 years ago.
Oh, wow. An eternity. And again, no offense.
I think there was... I think also 4 years ago.
Oh.
And... 3 years ago.
And then stopped? 5, 4, and 3?
Yes. Huh. I don't know. Maybe? I haven't had interactions with him since.
Sure.
Although, okay. What if, and then he begins to launch into like a very, and he's like, all obscene in,
yep,
theory.
Yep.
What if he's not? What if the sulfur smell means that he's actually here to infiltrate, and like going in, into an intense one of his...
That's possible, but possible. And maybe like the sulfur is...
Great. So you do learn a very interesting piece of information about historical context of this individual that you may not have gotten otherwise. Now, each of you come back with these pieces of information.
I come back with a brand with like 4 sealed delicious new beverages that Jazeera wanted to try. They're all slightly different. I'm a teeny tiny bit tipsy.
That's hilarious. Amazing.
Ark will relay everything pretty matter of factly to everyone. Like literally everything that was heard in the scene. You can assume Ark talked about.
Mm-hmm. Including the brushing of the shoulders.
It would be more like, well, he bumped into me a couple of times and messed up my work, but we sorted that up.
He bumped into you a couple times?
Your experience, Hideaki, he has kept a lot of distance, physically.
He touched you?
Well, they're like small tables.
I see. Got it. Anyway, so apparently this particular person is I don't know to say failed, but like got like rejected a bunch of times, you know, 5, 4, and 3 years ago, and then stopped for whatever reason.
Yeah, Zokan said that they were here recently, actually.
What?
They went into his office and started yelling about the school needing to pay their debts to him. And
so he just walked up on into Zokan's?
Wow. Yeah, and so Zokan sent him to the Bursun's office.
Oh.
Huh.
Well.
How you go with the moment that every of the characters go, oh.
God damn it. Our assumptions were incorrect.
Tsuzuri didn't have... He wanted you to try these, and I'm just going to hand everybody a... It's like a little thin beaker, just like a thin and tall with like a cork on top. They're all slightly different... Basically, yes. They're all slightly different shades of like a
green, but not like a sickly green, kind of like a Jolly Rancher green, but some is a little brighter and some's a little like darker.
Duller.
Yeah.
I will add to this. He gave these to you for them to try.
I've already tried all of them is the problem.
Yeah. That's... with the label. He adds this like he tapes something to the label that like flops outwards, and he tells you that it's very important that they fill out the survey afterwards on it. And then like each of you have this little flap on this, and it literally has handwriting of like, what did you think? That's it. Like, it's not a sense. It's literally just impressions question mark. Yeah, like, it's right. Like, yeah.
I think like Hideaki would kind of poke at like the top. Why is it open? Why are they all open?
They had corks on them.
He had to pour the liquid in somehow.
Where are the corks?
Are these like Powerades where we can see the green of Tal's tongue from trying all of them?
That's a really great question.
If you want that to be the case, yes. Tal's call.
I would say probably a little bit. They all have a similar scent to them of like there's a mild apple to it, but each one is like slightly, there's one that's slightly more citrusy. There's one that's
very sour.
Are you saying that, or is Tal saying that?
Me.
Okay.
I'm saying is that there's like a slight coloration difference in the mouth, but there's also like a slight smell coming from.
Okay. Art cast detect Tal on his bottle.
I'm not in your bottle.
The TLDR is that you smell a little bit off of Tal as well.
Gotcha.
It is obvious that Tal has had all of them. A few.
Internal monologue for Hideaki is like he goes to be like, and then like he just goes, "You have had an afternoon. Fuck it," and he drinks the whole thing.
Okay.
Ark also downs his and then writes the number 4 on the survey, and that's it.
Out of 5 or no, you know what? I don't want to know. I love it.
Interestingly, after you finish writing, the piece of paper just sort of like magically dissolves itself away. And you, for as lazy as Shazira is, you are once again reminded that he is quite adept in certain magical capacities.
Absolutely.
He mentioned that he would get... I asked him how he wanted me to make sure that he got your answers, and he just kind of waved his hand and said that he would take care of it. So that makes more sense now.
Arifat, you drinking it?
So, just as a quick question, because she would have clocked this... How much is left in each of these? Like, how much did Tal drink from each?
I didn't drink these ones. No.
I thought you sipped each one to us.
That's what I thought too. Okay.
No. Tal has been drinking them the whole afternoon. These were the samples that Shazira was like, all right, here you go.
Okay. So, Arife is under the assumption that Tal had one. And she's thinking about it, and she sees Hideaki take his, and Ark take theirs, and she has the moment of, I'm gonna have to be the mom to drunk people, and she's gonna put it
again.
Away.
Really?
You're not gonna try it.
I'm going to try it later.
Lame.
I love her so much.
You all she's going to hand it down and say, do you want it?
There's this moment of like silence, and she's like, I think that'll work.
You know what? Go for it. If she
should
can,
try, you know, you should try and then write on the paper to see. And Shazira might be interested to know what it would do interacting with.
What does it look like when you get a drunk shadow?
You know that scene?
It just drags along behind with its arms up.
I think it's in Thor Ragnarok when Thor is just like Hideaki's like right in the middle of the like the Rin Arifin conversation. Like,
yeah. So to do this, you're gonna have to pour it on the ground.
Okay,
over her mouth.
Yes. Okay, I will do this. Okay.
Okay.
That's incredible.
So, you just point us on the ground. We're gonna... everybody...
How interdimensional is this being?
In chat, what an incredible please, distraction. You don't mind.
I'm so excited.
If you don't mind, everybody, please just briefly give me your fortitude save modifier in chat. In our private chat, so I can have.
Oh, I was like, I was like, Twitch chat. Hey everyone, Twitch. What's your fortitude save modifier?
Twitch chat, please provide me your fortitude save. No, just give me your fortitude saves. All right. So now that you've drunken this or poured one on the ground and drunken the rest, are you? First of all, really importantly, I think so. You do hear from Rin. She's like, I don't taste anything though. So write a zero on it for me. On like the label. Okay. Hideaki, do you give feedback to Chizire?
Which one did I have taste wise?
I think you had the one that I don't know if you necessarily place it, but it was some kind of like cactus based fruit.
It has
thing.
Yes, and it probably aloe has berry. An aftertaste of guava.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Apple and cactus fruit.
He writes weird.
It dissolves and disappears. Perfect.
Here's the question. You said it dissolves though, like she actually consumes this?
When you write a response on the form label, the form dissolves.
I'm talking about was Rin actually able to consume this since she said it had no taste?
She says that like she didn't taste anything.
Okay.
Like she didn't have a sense of taste.
Gotcha.
So you're not sure if it affected
fluid
her.
Fluid motion.
Unsure?
Did she drown?
That's a really good
one. There's like gargling noises. Okay, just kidding. She gargles it a little bit to get that extra taste. Erfei, do you write the label? Do you give do a zero on it for Rin?
I will, but I will then write immediately behind it. Rin couldn't, they couldn't taste it.
They
couldn't taste it. I'm just not going to extrapolate beyond that.
Perfect. with that and all these drinks consumed in some form or another, are you headed to the Bursar's office or not?
Can I say no out of spite as a player?
You know what? We refuse.
You
can.
No. You totally can.
No, I mean, I'll go.
No matter what.
Yeah. Yeah. Just cut back to the beginning of this episode, everyone, where we're all like, yeah, we don't want to go there because obviously
not the
that's not the right way to go. Uh-oh.
Right. Ew.
What other kind of debt would a school owe?
I mean,
there's metaphorical debts.
Yeah.
There's life debts. There's blood debts.
The fact that this guy walked around school, applied for 5 years, got told by Zocon to go to the bursar's office, and then still burned the words pay your debts into walls means I don't think the bursar's office is going to solve the entire problem for us.
Yeah, we're just chasing the lead.
All right, so you go to the bursar's office at this point. Great. Jacob.
Yeah.
I need your fort save in chat.
DM'd
it. God damn it.
Yeah. I DM'd it. Okay, I DM'd it. I didn't realize it was supposed to. Anyway, it's fine.
No, you're fine.
It's a plus 12, everyone. I'm not keeping it a secret. Anyway.
All right, so you head to the Versailles office, which is in the Warden House building. And you head to the Warden House building, and you kind of go down into down the steps into one of the front offices that has that little sign that sticks outward that reads Bursar's Office. And this is not really a place that you've been to all of that much, having already been accepted into the school. You were there probably once early on. You get paid through Zocon. You don't really have a need to go back here. But nonetheless, this is the Bursar's Office. And you see sitting there this young looking, you don't know their actual age, halfling female, kind of like strawberry blonde hair, little like curled to it, sitting there leaning back on her chair, feet up on like a desk in front of her, and just like playing with like little magic lights in her fingers, just like kind of like do-do-do-do-do, like bored entirely.
How's math?
Hey, look at all these pretty faces. How can I help you? She kind of jumps up.
Oh, good energy.
Oh my god, I love your fur. Do you do anything? Do you condition it? Do you tell?
No, I just wake up like this.
So beautiful. I
don't
love
get deceased.
I just wake up like this. Oh, I'm so sorry. You were asking a question. What's up? How can I help?
Tal is very obviously completely has thrown up by this weird energy.
We were just curious if you could help us with someone. We are looking
I'd love to help.
They will probably stand out, very obviously. We're looking for a very angry man who smells like sulfur. Have they been in here lately?
Yes, they certainly have. That jerk.
Please tell me all about it.
Hideaki whispers to Tal, I think I'm overstimulated by this person.
I've never had someone match my energy before.
As you lean over, Hideaki, you're like, whoa.
Oh.
This is weird a little
he just,
bit.
He just keeps leaning until he falls over.
Yeah. No, it's like it just feels a little different. Like,
yeah, it's one of those like crap. The one of those like those old toys that were like whoo.
Oh yeah,
yes.
They will wobble, but they don't fall down.
Yes,
exactly. Just feels a little bit different. That's all. It just feels like you're like as the gravity kind of like moves your fur. It like feels like oh, okay. I noticed that. I don't normally notice that. That's weird.
Maybe I should condition my fur. I don't know. Whatever.
I don't wake up like this.
He doesn't.
Well. I can't tell you their name because they were too busy yelling at me to even say anything of use. But they were here yelling about that the school owed them money and that they were promised and they did. I don't know. They were so much like I did not like it. And I'm sorry, like if that smell is like them, I don't want to judge, but also, I don't have a window here. I'm in the basement. That, like, this, oh, God, it was so much, you know? I mean,
if it makes you feel better about complaining, it's an alchemical element that they had on them, not them themselves.
Oh, you think so? I didn't see anything on them, though.
Well, maybe they had it. When were they here last?
Mm-hmm. A few weeks ago, they were so cranky. They were, and, like, so what you do get, They were just ranting about needing payment for some chemicals he sold to students here at the Magambia, and I was not able to find any record of that, so sorry, I told him no, and he just started yelling at me and cursing me out, which is just unnecessary. I feel like the yelling in itself kind of gets the point across, but no, he had to, you know, add some flavor to his words, but whatever. I kept my cool like I am. Really cool. And
yeah,
I told him no. And he said something about like the students is that owed him. I think, hold on. I wrote it down when I was looking for it. And she goes and like flips back a couple pages in this book. And she goes, as I find it, hold on.
It's like in a weird like margin next to some doodles.
Yeah.
It's like, hold on one second.
Duct tape to the back of a page in an envelope.
Yeah.
Oyo, I think, and Mitembe.
Did they explain what they looked like?
Teacher.
Oyo, Mitembe.
No, he said they were students, and they came to him asking for alchemical stuff or chemical stuff on behalf of the school, and that we owed him money, but I don't have any record of those students, and I think he was lied to, and he's just bitter about it.
Huh. Mm-mm. That's interesting.
So you're not sure who he was?
But you do think he was lied to.
I mean, I don't know, but I don't have students here of that name. I looked through my records.
But if he was lied to on behalf of the Magambia, does that not make it your problem? And he'll kind of like look at Hideaki.
It doesn't make it my problem. I am not giving money out to random people that say the school owes them money. We'd be broke.
Or someone pretending to be a student here?
Hold on, let's role play. You. And she points to you, Ark. Go ahead and ask me for money.
I don't need any.
Okay, well, then you're no fun. Ark.
That's me.
You... This energy is a lot for you, but it's, like, weirdly, there's, like, a reverberation that's happening when she talks to you. It's, like, just a weird little effect that you're, like, can't quite tell. Because it stops sometimes, and you're, like, no, she's not talking in, like, a double voice, but sometimes it, like, soft, it just has this weird effect in your ears.
Can I make an arcana check?
Yeah, by all means.
Also, can you give us the names of those people again and perhaps how they're spelled?
Sure. Oyo, O-Y-O.
Oh.
Yo.
And Mtembe, M-T-E-M-B-E.
Arcana 27.
Nice.
Dang. You have a feeling, based on your acute awareness of your digestion time, that this seems to be, and your resistance to poison, not that this is, but like, you're just very good with like that type of stuff. You have a feeling this is like an odd magical effect of what you imbibed.
Hmm. Okay.
Quaffed, if you will.
Yeah. Ark will let us nanites take care of that.
Yeah.
Get that shit out of him.
Yeah.
Understood. He'll kind of like
gotta start the purification system.
Shove that to the back of his mind and just like let it go. If it gets any worse, he will probably leave.
Sure. So with that additional information, is there any other questions you want to ask her?
So Arafae did want to ask her. So do you have do you keep the application information here as well?
Kind of looks around.
Oh, good idea.
I think I could look. Don't have it in this office, but I do have it in storage. What do you need?
So we are aware that this individual may have been rejected from the Magambia 5, 4, and 3 years ago.
Yep.
Do you have a name?
We don't. And I was wondering if that was something that would be easy to look up, but it sounds like it's not. But long shot, thought I could ask.
But also, what's the odds that more than one person has been specifically rejected 3 times in that space of time?
Also, no, I totally hear you. That is a little bit odd. But the issue is, I only started working here a year ago. So I am not familiar with it, and I could go look at records, but it would take me quite a long time, and I value my sanity.
I respect that.
Understand. Also, I want to
look. Can I go look?
Oh, not without teacher permission, because those are private records, and we have, you know.
Maybe we can follow up with Teacher Ott and Gianettino tomorrow, post their dinner.
I do think our time would be better spent following leads than looking through papers.
That's fair. Just usually applications have things like where we live, what our names are.
A name and address would be nice.
You think back to how a lot of your guardians or parents were invited to...
obviously. Yeah, great.
We all got in here based on recommendation and didn't have to fill out an application, but it's fine.
But whatever. My mom did it all, so.
Yeah. No, each of you, an application was sent on your behalf, and technically, so.
Sponsor, yeah.
Yep, my mom did it.
I also want to apologize. We didn't introduce ourselves or ask your name.
Oh, I'm Okash. Okay. I'm so sorry. I normally always introduce myself.
No worries. We kind of came in hot. So.
Oh my god, I do that all the time. O-U-K-O-S-H.
Yep.
O-U-K-O-S-H.
That sounds about right.
And now because the GM values her sanity, I'm going to step out of this character. It's too much. I was like, oh no, I'm turning into it.
Italy semi-valley girl though.
Yeah,
I did. I wanted to, and I did.
Like, it was like an in between of like Valley Girl meets the Bronx.
Yeah,
definitely.
Star, make sure you write down this character, and we're gonna visit them once a session.
Yes.
Yeah.
So Sarah passes to speak as them.
Character that dies has to play her.
Yeah.
I am not going to lie. This is Arafe's new tea buddy. Like,
yeah.
Yes.
Yes. I totally meta. I want to be like, do you know Brooklyn?
All right. So you move on from there, and for sake of time, we are going to move onwards. The camera also pans to where this drink was poured onto the shadow, and as you all move away, there is just a wet spot on the ground, as it didn't really work for her. However, for the two of you, Ark passing your check, you got this like sort of like less like just odd effect from it. And for you, Hideaki, you feel oddly just a little bit lighter on the modicum of it. So you do feel a little drunk. You failed, like you didn't pass, you didn't critically fail, but you, for the rest of the evening, they're just like, you feel slightly more buoyant. It's a little bit weird. Like gravity and stuff is just a little bit odd. So it's a nice feeling, and it's kind of a nice drunk.
This is cool. Yep. Cool.
Hal's been been waving to some sort of like imperceptible songs this entire time, like we're not standing
so
still.
Tal, yeah, how you've am I had doing? All three. So yeah. You
I'm
have
also
been
so freaking cursed.
Yeah,
you have been listening to music that has not been playing, but you've been hearing this sort of like music, kind of like it's just like more like a beat, like it's like kind of like a vibe more than a particular music that's just kind of been playing.
I can hear it now.
Yeah, it's just like vibing, and you also have this weird kind of gravity thing going on a little bit. And the third one that did not work for Rin. Let's see. It's like you see. Everything is just like kind of sparkling a little bit more. Like everything is just a little glinty and glittery. And when you look at things for long enough, and if you close your eyes, there's just like stars and like things just dancing around, but in like a very pleasant, very oddly reminiscent of Astral Sea style stuff. So you're
like Astral Sea
off there. So with that, you enjoy the rest of your evenings, however you do. And we're going to move forward to Janitimo and Teacher Ott's meeting.
Got it.
Are you going to role play with yourself?
Fly on the
wall. I watch.
No. We cut to the following morning, and you all kind of arrive. You're fine, Hideaki. You had one drink, you felt it. Tal, you have a headache. It's like, you're just like borderline from a migraine. It's not pleasant, but you're able, there's enough things at school that you're able to take care of it in the morning, I will say. Like, you have access to enough. You go to Chizire and you're like, fix this, and he fixes it for you.
Yes.
Chizire literally has a potion called Hair of the Dog.
He's offended by that. It's
no,
hair of the cat.
I don't want to know which animal you got the hair from. Just give it to me.
he goes and takes a marker and crosses it out before he can see it. All right. So you come forward to the office. You're now meeting in Jenna Timo's office. And Teacher Ott kind of goes to collect you that morning, and he's smiling and is... you get the vibe of, like,
well. A-okay. Yeah.
Jenna Timo kind of welcomes you. So, I hear over some delicious dinner that you have been working diligently in the past few weeks to rectify the mistakes with good intent and goodwill. Some working extra, looks over at you, RFA, to ensure their magic doesn't cause unwanted harm. And I appreciate that, I do. I also hear that you are not one long for grabbing onto interesting threads. So...
instinctively looks at Tal for some reason.
There's just Tal, everybody just like,
you don't even know the half of it.
Yeah, just like a little...
It echoes five times. Threads.
Yeah. Threads.
So, what have you learned? I heard there was the fires on campus, which you're looking into. And honestly, I appreciate the intent on keeping the school safe. It does mean... that you care, and that is good. I was told, kind of glances at Teacher Off for confirmation, you wanted to go into the city to get the whereabouts of some alchemical potential components?
Well, maybe, but
I think we need to find the person that sells them, most of all.
Of course. That's what I was referring to. You're going to go find this person. And for that, you need access to the city.
Sure.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Very well. So, I have been deep in research, best I can with my sources, as busy as I am, on the lookout for frog legs. There was a scuffle or two between some burglar types, ruffians, that included Gripleys with a few local chime ringers in the past few weeks. And that seemed to finally get some movement from Mayor Asanda. And that means that everybody should be on some high alert. That is the only reason I am comfortable in this current point in time with your safety concerns out of campus. I want you to all promise me you are aware of the targets on your back. We are still on the lookout for locating her. But, kind of relaxes a little bit and smiles. Consider yourselves off the hook.
There's an audible sigh.
Yeah. It ties with Kiriaki.
Ark's just nodding.
Thank you.
Of course. So, I know there's a lot for us to talk about, but I want to kind of key in on something that you just said that I've been thinking about all month. Chime ringers. Something that Jaya said has been sort of wiggling around in my brain for a while around how Froglegs owns the city. Now, in regards to the specific incident in the park, something that you didn't say, at least from what I remember, is you didn't mention the chime ringers in regards to that. So I was curious, two things. One, if they ever responded post our exit at all. And also, I was thinking about the fact that considering the kaboom, they didn't respond while we were there. All this speculation to say, What's a way to own a city?
You're saying the Chime Ringers are being bought?
It's just a hunch. But it would make a lot of sense.
It would make for an interesting narrative, and I'm all for narratives.
And he like slams his hands on the table. I've been thinking about that specifically for a month.
You have to... Personally, as a part of the Magambia, I work the most with the Tempest Sun Mages, who protect the city as well. Sure. They tend to be the ones who enforce actions. My understanding of the Chime Ringers are oftentimes more... He can put up a fight if necessary, but they're not a protection of the city as much as the Tempest Sun Mages are.
And what do they do?
Civil servants, if you will. They are there to... I'm talking about threats from outside. You know, if there's going to be an army marching forth, it would be the Tempest Sun Mages. It is... They handle... what I'm saying is they're very often volunteer force as well. It is a career, but from upstanding citizens that want to keep the city safe. So it's odd to me, but it's not off the... I am a theory, and a good narrative is always possible. I won't write it off. I'll take a note. I think finding frog legs will give us all the answers, and that's where I'm focusing my attention on.
Fair enough.
But now that Mayor Sanda has finally responded a little bit and is saying that they're going to look into it, I'm going to leave the Chime Ringers to their duties and focus on more so on finding frog legs. So sure. You all keep yourselves very safe. Please come back to campus and keep us apprised. Just know it. I trust you.
Cool.
Sure.
I have to admit, as Hideaki went into that, I don't want to call it a rant, but it was kind of a rant.
Sure.
Arafe went, not now. We just got out of trouble. Let's focus on the thing we're being allowed outside for. Like, not out loud, but that is your thought process.
Yeah. Totally.
There needs to be a better word.
Your excitement is
not
commendable. Vent. Yeah. His desire and his drive is commendable. Mm-hmm. Maybe.
But
not
why
right
no?
Now.
But now, right it's now, not, kid. Yeah. Come
it's
on,
like getting
buddy.
Ungrounded and being like, so remember when I got grounded for going to that party? I like to party, and so I'm gonna go to
I'm
one eventually.
Party. I just want to check it out. I just want to test the waters, you know?
It's for research purposes.
Totally.
Do your research.
So, as this meeting ends, and with your newly found freedom, I'm going to assume that you wait for your next free day and don't skip classes for this.
Yes, we do.
Yes, Mom.
And as that day arrives, 2 days down, however it ends up being, you all gather yourselves, perhaps a little bit of excitement as you step foot off campus once more, and that is where we're going to go to break.
Yeah! The euphoria.